Epilogue. I don't know how to write this section. Seriously, I'm telling myself that it's simple, just write what you feel. But feelings change, and by extension, so will how I view the first 16 years of my life. All the memories, the story, it's all there now on these pages. Before I talk about me and how I am in this moment, I'd like to thank all the people who helped me get here. My editors, typesetter, cover artist, friends in the Paladins and Coles community who helped construct the online sections you've read. And it isn't just them who got me behind this keyboard, able to express myself. Mum, Dad, thank you for being the best parents in the world. Grandma Sheila, I'm sorry we lost Baba before he could read this and see how far I've come, but he's with me, here in my heart, and I know that you always will be too. There's a lot of people outside my immediate family who I'm proud to call my friends. I used to think I'd be forever abnormal, that I didn't have an identity or place in the world. You helped me see otherwise. I have my low moments for sure, but on the whole I appreciate myself for who I am a lot more than I did. There's an elephant in the room with this book, autism. I didn't write a whole lot about the condition, even though being diagnosed with it is what led me here. Thing is, I genuinely don't view myself as an autistic, or as some part of a wider neurodiversity clan where our disabilities are superpowers. I view myself as Max Toper, and I don't want to be anyone or anything else. So what happened after I left Portum and what's next? My worst fears for Portum came true for a brief moment when the local authority tried withdrawing funds from Portum and places like it. Luckily, they didn't succeed, and I'd like to believe that amongst other voices who cried out, I played a role in reversing their decision. I got into a chain of emails with one of the borough's MPs, proving to them that a lot of these vital provisions are starved of resources. I'm doing tremendously well at Oakwood and am set to leave next July. It isn't a magic school that instantly fixes everything. Yes, I've used their resources and yes, I've met a lot of wonderful people there too. However, growth came from me as the individual, and I owe it to everyone around me to keep growing as a person. Life isn't fair, and I know more challenges await me in the future. But finishing this book is a great achievement for me, and I hope you've enjoyed reading it just as much as I've enjoyed writing it. The end.